This all happened very quickly. Almost immediately after lawmakers passed the budget Tuesday night, all 18 Senate Democrats gathered behind closed doors to discuss a change in command. They reconvened Wednesday morning to take a private vote, and when they emerged from behind closed doors, Russ Decker announced that he'd been elected the new leader of Senate Democrats.
I don't think, and I said to Judy, this was not personal, I don't think she did anything wrong. I think people decided that maybe we need a different direction to go into. Stronger message.
Decker did not give any firm examples of where his message would vary from Robson's, but he indicated he'd take a different approach to leadership, particularly in budget talks. Toward the end of negotiations this year, the governor took the lead for Democrats. Decker was asked whether he felt Senate Democrats were cut out of the process.
I would agree to that to some degree. And I think if you ask my colleagues that, that is something that they would not deny.
Senate Democrats relinquished some of their biggest priorities in budget talks, including their universal health care plan and a proposal to end what Decker calls a tax loophole for corporations. They also gave up on a proposal to tax oil company profits to pay for roads. Decker says he would have held out longer for that measure. Senator Robson did not talk to the press personally yesterday. Spokesman Josh Westcott told reporters that Robson found out about the coup Tuesday on the Senate floor.
So after she does the heavy lifting for 7 months, is working day and night trying to figure out a way to end an embarrassing budget impasse. You know, at the end of the day, hey, thanks for all your work, and now, by the way, we have concerns. So, I think she's a little frustrated by that.
Westcott says Robson got the sense that some of her Democratic colleagues wanted her to hold out longer in this budget fight.
You know, in her words conveyed to me, you know, there was a feeling among some in the caucus that, they decided to go with more muscle.
Governor Jim Doyle's spokesman Matt Cantor says Senate Democrats never got cut out of budget talks. And he says the legislature never would have reached a budget deal if it wasn't for Robson.
She understood that we needed to get a budget. It was going to take some compromise to do it, but only because of her tireless work were we able to support so many Democratic core values in this budget.
University of Wisconsin political science professor Mordecai Lee says he witnessed many unsuccessful coup attempts during his 12 years as a Democratic legislator. Lee says rank-and-file lawmakers view legislative leaders in much the same way voters view politicians. They're always grumbling and complaining, which Lee expects only escalated during this lengthy budget battle. And he says it only takes a handful to change their party's leadership.
You know, this is a very personal business. We're not talking about thousands of people here. We're talking about 18 people. We're talking about 10 people being a majority of 18. So it doesn't take a lot of schmoozing or a lot of phone calls to put together a kind of a gang of 10.
Senator Decker's move to majority leader means he'll decide who gets to chair committees. That includes the legislature's budget panel, which he co-chaired this year. Decker will also have a big say in deciding what legislation makes it to the Senate floor for a vote. And his duties will extend outside the building. As majority leader, Decker will oversee his party's effort to hang on to control of the Senate in next year's elections. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.